Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Reedy's Mail. Brent Reed from the Australian, an integral part of the Triple M NRL family, on the sideline for our game tonight. How are you, Reedy?
Pumped. I'm pumped.
Reedy, what are you looking forward to most about tonight's fixture between the Rabbitohs and the Dragons, my friend?
Well, look, the Dragons have been a bit resurgent of late. And South, look, I looked at the stats. I think if South lose this game, am I right in saying they've lost the 10? Is it 4 of their past 6?
Yes.
Am I right in saying that?
Yes.
It's a big game for South Sydney and their coach, Wayne Bennett. Massive game. So I'm looking forward to seeing Latrell back and seeing how the Rabbitohs go.
All right. Reedy, Cam Smith, the much-discussed Cam Smith. We still don't know what his future looks like in 2021, but could it be on the Gold Coast?
Well, it's really interesting, this story, right, that just emerged today that the Gold Coast might be interested in. Now, I think what's happened here is Cam's family has moved back to Queensland while they're in isolation on the Sunshine Coast, and his kids are going to school on the Gold Coast while they're up there.
Okay.
So I think what's happened is people have put 2 and 2 together and got 5, and suddenly thought the Gold Coast are making a big play for Cam Smith, because I think that's where Cam's going to be based when he moves back to Queensland eventually, potentially next year. So I think, look, I don't think there's any, the Gold Coast would love Cam, but I don't think it's realistic. And I think that's how it's come about. I mean, it's really funny the way it's come, this rumour's gathered some legs. Basically, it's because his kids are going to school on the Gold Coast.
Yeah, and that's exactly what, you know, they've been based in up there on the Sunshine Coast. And I think my brother's been in contact with, my brother's wife and Cam's wife, Barb, have been in cahoots. So that's how they, in this time of COVID lockdown, everything that kind of comes onto your plate, you go, okay, that's it.
Is it right they're going to the same school as your niece's nephew?
Yes.
So that's how it's come about. So actually, it's got something to do with you, this.
I know. 6 degrees.
How did you not give us the inside line on this story?
Of course, mate. I didn't know whether they got out of the bubble or not. Mate, I don't know. What's going on?
Everybody guesses at the moment, MG. We could have guessed first on this story.
6 degrees of separation.
Right, that's it.
I tell you what's interesting on Cam Smith, though. We're getting really close to the decision day. I think Melbourne having a meeting this week, but not with Cam, but about their roster and their list. And I think we're a week or two away from Cam Smith actually putting this to bed and letting us all know what he's going to do. And at the moment, I think the sense is that he'll still retire at the end of the year. Move back to Queensland and potentially he'll be offered a job with the Storm long term in some capacity. But I think that's still the way people are thinking around Cam, but you never know, dear. He's playing well enough to go on for 2 more years, really.
Oh, yeah, especially you play halfback and bring Harry Grant back and have all the eggs in the same basket and say, beautiful, here we go.
Well, we're counting you down to the Dragons-Rabbitohs game at the home of the Bidjigal and the Bedi-Ilgul People's Net Strata Jubilee Stadium. Reedy, Joseph Suwali, he can register this contract, whether it's with League or Union, this weekend. Are we going to see any late 180 turns, Arabian flips? What are we going to see?
Well, I don't think so. Look, I mean, again, this will put us all out of our misery in 48 hours or so. And we'll know what he's doing. And, you know, the sense, obviously, at the moment is he's going to start South Sydney and sign a long-term deal there. You know, it's really interesting, the permutations of this, because I think South, you know, the succession plan they've always had would be that Suwali would eventually be their fullback. Now, you think about Latrell Mitchell. Latrell Mitchell's gone to South to be the fullback. He wants to play fullback. Latrell Mitchell's off contract in a year's time. Wayne Bennett's off contract in a year's time. They seem to have struck up a real relationship, those two guys. If Suwali's a long-term fullback, you know, I could see this happening, that Latrell becomes almost the new version of Darius Boyd and follows Wayne wherever Wayne goes at the end of 2021, because if he wants to play fullback and Suwali's as good as everyone's saying, then fullback won't be spotted South Sydney for much longer.
And where will that be with Wayne, do you think?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, MG. Tonight's really interesting, because if South lose tonight and I think it's Manly and Cronulla win over the weekend, South will be 4 points out of the 8.
Yeah. It's a must-win for them tonight.
Well, I wonder, then the discussion becomes, does Wayne go early at the end of this year and let Jason Demetrio come over? Because their chance of finishing the 8 get more and more difficult. If they miss the 8... You know, at the end of this year, I suspect there'll be a lot of debate about whether Wayne should even stay full stop. So I'm not sure where Wayne will end up. I don't think anyone really knows. I think Wayne's probably got some ideas about where he'd like to be, but you know, I don't think anyone knows where Wayne will be at the moment.
And finally, the League v Union, All Blacks versus the Kangaroos, has finally been put to bed, we hear.
Well, the clubs want it dead. The clubs told the NRL today they wanted it dead and buried. They didn't want it to go ahead. There's still a push for it to happen, but I think it's lengthening by the minute. You know, obviously, the big issue is money and whether they get some money out of the state government in Queensland. I think that's going to be difficult. While COVID's around and there's no guarantee they can get crowds to the game up there. I mean, no state government's going to throw out a lot of money if unless they can sell the stadium out. At the moment, that would be a remote chance of happening. So, as I said, the club's told the NRL today, we don't want this to go ahead. Why should we help rugby union when it's on its knees? So that would make it difficult.
Okay. Comprehensive, as always. And I hope it's not too cold for you tonight on the sideline, big fella.
Got plenty of layers, boys. Plenty of layers.
No controversy tonight, okay? No yelling, because I'll hear you from the, they'll be able to hear you because there's a limited crowd there, so just keep it down to a little monotone, okay?
I'll do my best. Can't promise anything.
Outstanding. Brent Reed will be sidelined tonight for Thursday Night Footy between the Dragons and the Rabbitohs.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.